Hello.
I'm calling from Nature Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Seeing we just took in three migrant families, we have 17 kids living in that.
Okay. What is your age, sir?
71.
How do you describe your gender? Man, woman, non-binary?
I liken myself to a tree.
Okay. How will you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, Native American or Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Arab American?
All of the above. I'm a child of God. So all of the above.
Okay. What grades are your children currently in?
They occupy K through 12, each and every month.
K through 12? That be kindergarten through 12th
yes.
grade?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? Would you say a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling?
Oh, no, it's a school that's sponsored by tax dollars, so I guess that would be public.
Okay. You mentioned you had a child in kindergarten. The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your kindergarten child is enrolled this year? Just one in kindergarten. Would you say a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or?
It'd probably be one that's run by the taxpayers.
Okay, a public school, correct?
Yeah.
And when it comes to your kindergarten child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or?
I'm extremely concerned because the students in the class speak 17 different languages. So the teacher doesn't know how to talk to them. They're all here illegally.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, is your kindergarten child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Well, he speaks in three different languages, so yeah.
Okay. You mentioned you are concerned about your kindergarten child's reading. Concerns you about your what concerns you about your child's progress? That they speak 17 languages, you said?
Because the illegals are taking up all the resources in the school. They can't focus on my kid who I pay for.
Can you repeat it once again, please?
Yeah, all the illegals are taking up all the resources, and my kids can't get what they need. After I paid $172,000 in federal income tax this year, paid $57,000 in property tax, and I paid an additional $52,000 to the state and state income tax. In my case, can't get what they deserve because the illegals are taking everything.
Okay. And has your kindergarten's child pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home?
I hire private tutors, so that's an additional cost of $35,000 a year. Again,
that will be
sources.
That will be yes, correct?
Yes.
And what kinds of activities or supports did your kindergarten child's pediatrician recommend? Singing songs, oral story time, introducing vocabulary, repeating your child's sounds and encouraging them to repeat yours, reading with your child, reciting nursery?
Yeah. Yeah, he said keep them away from illegals if they're not vaccinated. So if you don't want your kid to get tuberculosis or measles, don't let them near all the illegals.
Okay. Give me one moment. While I input this information. And what information do you use to understand your kindergarten child's progress in reading and writing? Would you say grades and report cards, conversations with my child, information from my child's teacher, literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Bird, Diebels, START, parent-teacher conferences, English language arts like MCAS, or
private tutors.
Okay, and do you agree or disagree with the following statements? The following statement is the following. I have received feedback about my kindergarten child's reading progress this year from their school. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree? Disagree.
And would you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Well, I have a good aim and so strongly disagree.
And does your kindergarten child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? You may select all that apply. Access to an outside specialist, one of the instructions from a specialist, small group instruction, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, resources to use at home to help practice reading.
You may select. They used to do that stuff, but all the illegals are taking up all the resources.
Allow me one moment while I input this information. And have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your kindergarten child's reading progress? For example, hired a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, got an outside assessment, etc.?
Yep, we have private tutors.
And when your kindergarten child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They sound out the letters in the word and try and say them together and make a word, or they try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures or other words in the sentence, or neither of those approaches?
Neither of those.
How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your kindergarten child to read? Would you say very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Not at all.
And do you know what curriculum is used in your kindergarten child's school for reading or English language arts classes? By curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach a specific subject. Would you say yes or no?
No.
Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Guessing from context, would you be very familiar, somewhat familiar, not so familiar, or not at all familiar?
I don't know.
What about three cueing or cueing? Would you be very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
No, I'm not gay, so I don't know that.
Okay, textbooks by Fuentes and Pinnell. Would you be very familiar, somewhat familiar, not so familiar, or not at all familiar?
No, I don't know what that is.
That would be not at all familiar, correct?
Yeah.
and reading recovery, would you be very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar?
I don't know.
That would be not at all familiar.
I gotta take this on the call. I have to hang up. Sorry about that.
We are almost done, sir. We are almost...